When We Eat an Apple by John Newton. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Brethren, remember your exalted privilege. You have the Bible in your hands and are not bound to follow books or preachers any farther than what they teach agrees with the oracles of truth. We have great reason to be thankful for the instructions and writings of spiritual men, but they are all fallible, even as ourselves. One is our master, even Christ. What he says, we are to receive implicitly. We do not owe implicit subjection to the best of our fellow creatures. The Bereans were commended because they would not implicitly believe, even the Apostle Paul, but searched the scriptures to see whether the things which he taught were true. May the Lord give us the spirit of humility and discernment in all things. When we eat an apple, we usually first cut out the blemishes, then eat what is good, and lastly, throw the core away. Such a rule I would observe in reading human authors. The best may be defective, and the wisest may be mistaken. We are not only permitted, but enjoined to call no man master. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6-17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.